Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you do go to the website, I want to invite you to sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that are going to help you to create the life that you desire. And just so you know, those tools that I'm sharing in these videos with you are the same tools that I use personally to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, abuse, being given just 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, and then what I did to soar above it all after a challenging divorce. So be sure to go to that website, AskSueLondon.com, so that you can start getting those videos. Now, I also have a special offer for you to share today. I'm so excited. This month, I am featured in a great magazine called True Blue Spirit. And this magazine is out of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So here's the deal, guys. Because of their issues are available to members, to subscribers only, the True Blue Spirit magazine has a special promotion that they've created just for the fans of our show. So here's the deal. Instead of you paying $15 for a one-year membership through to the end of July, you can get the magazine that I'm featured in for only $4.99. You don't even have to take a full year subscription. All you have to do is click on my photo on the home page of the website truebluespirit.com, and it's going to ask you for a password. And the password you're going to enter is radio. And then this is going to take you to a special Sue London promotion. Now, once that you access the member site, you can view the current magazine that I'm in. And I'm talking about the healing power of pet therapy in there, sharing more about my story. So you'll see that current issue. You'll see past issues. You can vote on the images for upcoming covers. And you also have exclusive draws and so much more. So to do that, you go to the website truebluespirit.com. And if you're driving and you haven't been able to write this down, don't freak. You can go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and click on my blog, and there you will see all these instructions in there for you as well. So check that out. I'm really excited. Now, Chris, what's new with you today, my friend?
Well, I think I know where you're going with this. Let's just say I'm not sounding up to par.
I'm not used to hearing you without such a strong voice.
Well, people had asked me if I was, you know, disguising my voice as the Godfather. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie where I say, I make you an offer you can't refuse. You know, that one.
Okay.
But no, unfortunately, you know, when you have children in the house, sometimes they bring home unusual things from school, and yeah. Well, if you're not your immune system is not, you know, working at full strength,
Yep.
You know, for a whole bunch of reasons.
You pick up all the germs.
That's right. For a whole bunch of reasons that I know you'll get into on tonight's show, then that's what happens.
Well, I think you did this just to help the show out. Like, I think this is perfect timing because our guest tonight, he's going to help you to release your pain. And within minutes, it's going to be awesome. I've experienced what he does. And so we'll have to get you to work with him on the show so you'll get that voice back because we got lots of talking to do.
It's amazing how things just fall into place like that.
Totally meant to be. But you know what I'm doing tonight after the show? I'm so excited. My hubby, Ross, folks, you may not know this. Some of you do, some of you don't. My husband, Ross, and I, we're having a new house built, and we're moving actually 6 weeks today, Christopher. I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
It's not coming fast enough, though. You know, I'm learning that I... wouldn't say I'm the most patient person in the world, that I get visions of what's coming and I want it like 2 weeks ago. But what's happening tonight is we are going to Lasani. That's the developer, who's building our house. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to Lasani University. It's so cool. They're teaching us everything, what to expect with our new house and all the stages we go through and what to expect. So that's where I'm heading after the show tonight. So, I didn't know there was such a thing, but we're going to learn a lot about more about our new house tonight. So
I guess there's a university for everything.
I know. Who knew, right?
Right.
Now, as we were talking, folks, I was saying to you, and Chris is going to be a great example for us tonight, that we have got such a great show for you today. I absolutely love it when I can bring a guest on the show that can help you to heal. And today, folks, that is exactly what you're going to be able to expect. Our guest today is Dan Benar, and the topic is 7 minutes to natural pain release. Let me tell you a bit about Dan. He is a MD. He's a holistic psychiatric psychotherapist who developed this amazing successful WHE method. WHE spelled W-H-E-E, method for self-healing. Dr. Benar has taught experiential workshops for self-healing and lectured internationally for 25 years, and he appears internationally on radio and TV. He has authored many articles on holistic healing, and he's going to share a website with you later on. That's a website where you can go to get so much more information on what he's going to talk about tonight. But to learn more about Dan, you can go to his website, paintap.com. That website is paintap.com. So tonight, I really want to encourage you to phone in because you're going to be have the opportunity to experience Dan's work. Now, I can tell you firsthand, I have experienced what Dan was, and I really didn't know what to expect. I was just really open to the whole process. And I'm going to tell you what unfolded as a result of Dan working with me for that short time over the phone. It's incredible. So without any further delay, let's bring Dan on. But guys, before I forgot to give you the phone number. You got to call the switchboard, 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And you'd also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. So without any further delay, let's get Dan on the show. Dan, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Thank you so much, Sue. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you.
Well, you know what? We got to start off by telling everybody what happened. When we got on the phone. Okay, so folks, here's what happened. I was talking to Dan on the phone, and he was telling me about this process he does, this method called WHE. And I didn't have any pain, but I had a bit of a tight back because, like I mentioned, we're in the process of packing. And that weekend, we had just moved our daughter into her apartment. So I was a little bit tight in my back. And so Dan took me through this WHE process. And then what happened, it was like he was asking the questions and I was thinking right away what my answer was. And I was feeling this release of this tightness. It was amazing. So it was just incredible. And then while Dan and I were talking, what happened was Dan, I don't even know how it happened. I guess we started talking about grieving, didn't we? We were talking about the grieving. And
when people have a physical symptom, mm-hmm. it's usually because there's something inside mm-hmm. that wants to come out, but they're not quite ready to listen to it yet.
Right.
And so the body will often participate in what's happening within a person, mm-hmm. So to speak, ring a phone bell through pain. Pain is like the ring of a phone bell.
Right.
Any body symptom can be, but tightness and pain are mm-hmm. probably the most common.
Yeah.
And so as you were connecting with your tightness in your back, you connected with what was making you uptight.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It, honestly, guys, it was really crazy. I have never experienced something so fast, and I didn't see it coming. And then what happened, we were talking about our dog, Molly. And folks, if you were listening to the May 3rd show, you'll remember how we had Michelle Vickers on the show and she was doing a soul connection. Well, during that show, just before we did that show, that's when I was talking to Dan. And Dan had shared with me that my dog, Molly, she had a message to share. There was something that she had to teach me still. And I'm a firm believer that our animals are our teachers. And Molly was full of cancer for a good year. And I would do Reiki on her. I would never experience her pain. And I knew she was hanging on for me. And so Dan and I were discussing that. And, you know, Dan gave me some questions to ask her and I would get the answers. Well, let me tell you folks that when I did exactly what Dan had taken me through the steps to do with Molly, it was during that live radio show on May the 3rd that Molly let go and she crossed over and came to me during the show to tell me she was okay. So you'll remember the week later I said that there was many angels in place to have the right people to help me with Molly's letting go and crossing over. Dan had a huge role in this. So Dan, thank you for that, my friend. I really appreciate that. Now, what I want to do, Dan, let's go to a commercial because then when we come back, let's go deeper into this and let's tell everybody what the we is. And then we'll take some questions and answer some. We've got already some things on the instant feedback area, some questions and thoughts. Okay. So, folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, Dan Benar. Call in. Work with Dan. He's amazing, incredible. I can't say enough about this man. You got to experience it. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And when we come back, we will take a question from the instant feedback area on the TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back. We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Dan Benor. Today, Dan is helping you release your pain through a very simple process called WE. Now, I want to really invite you and encourage you to phone in today and experience how Dan can help you. That phone number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Let me repeat it because it's a huge opportunity, folks. 1-800-930-2819. Now, Dan, before we take this question on the instant feedback area on the website, can you tell everybody, first of all, what exactly WE is?
WE is what helped this lapsed psychiatrist maintain my sanity.
Oh, okay.
I trained when psychiatry was all psychotherapy and refused to cave in and just do medications, which is what psychiatrists are doing today.
Yeah.
In order to continue doing psychotherapy with very brief time periods available in seeing people, I found that if people would tap on their body on the right side and the left side back and forth, while reciting affirmations that help the mind to focus on their issues, their issues cleared really quickly, especially physical pain and emotional pain, stress, panic disorders, sleep problems, cravings, and many other issues. It exceeded all my expectations. And I've just been delighted to be able to share it with people such as yourself and your listeners. So I look forward to answering questions.
Now, let me ask you this, because when you're saying tapping, I have experienced EFT, where you do tapping. Now, is this similar? Like, I know when you and I spoke on the phone, I didn't do any tapping. They were questions that you asked me.
Right. So you're so sensitive, you didn't even need to get to the tapping part of it.
Oh, is that why? Okay. Yeah, you were asking me the question, and I was already having a release. That, I remember, was pretty powerful. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's obvious you've done a lot of work on yourself.
I have, yeah.
For many people, though, the questions are just the first part of it.
Okay.
The next part is to get the right and the left hemispheres of the brain harmonized by tapping on each side back and forth, as we focus our mind on our issues.
Okay.
For whatever reasons, which no one has yet explained, that process releases negativity, releases buried hurts, buried traumatic memories. It releases it in a gentle way. Now, EFT does something similar through a long series of acupressure points.
That's right, yeah.
I found that in the people who came to me, many of them were having panic disorders or post-traumatic stress. So when they got triggered into an anxiety state, they couldn't remember the long series of points.
Okay, yep.
The right and left tapping, people remember how to do it.
Wow. Well, can we take a question here on the instant feedback area? Because maybe this can tie into you helping this lady. Does that sound good?
Fire away.
Okay, so Claire from Hawaii, thank you so much for your question on the instant feedback area. Claire says, I don't have physical pain, but am exhausted as I suffer from not good or deep sleep, even with exercise and a healthy diet. Can this process help with sleep issues as well? What do you want to say to Claire?
It's a resounding yes.
Okay.
And Claire, I'm pleased you asked the question, because lots of people really suffer from lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. They're unhappy taking pain medicine, if it's pain that's keeping them awake. Mm-hmm. They're unhappy taking sleeping medicine or anti-anxiety medication, because these often make people groggy. They can be addicting. Mm-hmm. And this method is so simple and so direct. The first thing I invite people to do is to tap on whatever issues are running through their head as they're lying down to sleep. Because okay. many times people's worries come to the surface as mm-hmm. we're relaxing from our daily activities.
Okay, so, go ahead.
If they tap on whatever the issues are mm-hmm. and say they come in initially at an intensity of 5 or 10 out of a scale of 10, oftentimes as the intensity decreases, they drift off to sleep.
Okay.
If they get all the way to 0, and then if they install a positive to replace the negative, and mm-hmm. they still aren't asleep, they can simply tap on the statement, even though I'm frustrated or struggling with falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Using that affirmation, they will often find that then they fall asleep.
Okay. Can you say that affirmation one more time for the listeners? Maybe they want to write that down.
So the affirmation, just the generic one for falling
yep.
asleep.
Yep.
Even though I'm having a hard time falling asleep, and you might list the feelings that you have, such as annoyance, frustration, terrible weariness, sadness, anger, whatever it is, and then you, as you're saying that, you're tapping on the right and left side of your body.
Okay.
And then you add, I still love and accept myself wholly and completely. That is what I call a counteracting affirmation, which
okay.
neutralizes whatever you're upset about.
Okay.
So now, just doing that exercise for many uh-huh. people is much better than a sleeping pill.
So when you're saying on the right and the left body, is it on your arm? Is there anywhere specific you want people to tap?
The answer is yes to many of these questions.
Okay.
Because it really doesn't matter where you tap.
Okay.
Whatever you're comfortable doing, tapping on any part of your body, right and left, will work.
Okay. Okay.
So if you're wanting to fall asleep, you probably don't want to make any major movements. You might mm-hmm. just tap your first finger against your thumb on
okay.
each side, which is just a little tiny movement.
Okay.
Or if you're lying on your back, you might have your hands next to your thighs, so you just gently pat each of your thighs.
Okay.
Back and forth, right and left.
Okay.
Whatever you feel with will work.
And so you don't do that during the day, you just do it right before you're going to bed, like going to sleep.
Sure. But if there are things that are worrying you that you know you're likely to be fretting about as you fall asleep,
yeah.
you might as well get a head start during the day.
Okay. So
you can't overdose with we.
Okay.
Practicing on whatever you want to feel better about mm-hmm. will make it work better and quicker for you the more you practice.
Okay. Okay. So that's really interesting, because I know for me, you were hearing me say in the beginning of the show, I'm learning I'm not a patient person. I want things done 2 weeks ago, not just yesterday. And what's been happening with me is that because I'm also like psychic medium, I'm seeing in the future what's coming, and it's getting me excited. And it's interesting that, you know, here we've got this message come from Claire, because I'm now not sleeping at nighttime because I'm seeing so much of the excitement, fun stuff that's coming. So for me, would I be good to tap during the day over, you know, not having the patience and because I'm not sleeping? Because my mind's always seeing what's going at nighttime.
What's your thoughts? It's often the people whose minds are really busy.
Yep.
Have a hard time stopping that busyness when they just want to fall asleep.
That's me. Yeah. Yeah.
And so this works really well.
Good, good. Okay. So saying that same affirmation that you had just said, that's something that I would do for myself then, and just tapping the fingers together. So tap on the left, then stop, then tap on the right, then stop, and tap on the left, and go back and forth.
Yes. Yes. I would add, though, that what I've shared with you here is just generic information.
Yeah.
In my book and in the workbook that I have,
okay.
I invite people to develop their own personalized affirmations
okay.
so that it works best for each individual the way they like it and feel comfortable using it.
Now, is this a permanent cure for pain and stress?
I have been so astounded, Sue, to find that people who've had pains for decades have been able, sometimes within minutes, to release their pains permanently, because for all those years, they were addressing the body as something separate from themselves.
Yeah.
We, the W in we, stands for holistic.
Okay.
And in holistic healing, we listen to the body, we pay attention to our emotions, to our mind, to our relationships with each other, to our relationships with the earth, and to our spiritual awareness.
Right.
When we pay attention to all of ourselves, that's when we get to the roots of what's bothering us.
Mm-hmm.
Medications handle the symptoms many times, but they don't get to the roots of the problem.
And they can block it too, right?
Yes.
They can be blocking it. Now, do you find, does this treatment work for everybody?
Over a period of more than 9 years, Sue, I've been astounded that my money-back guarantee has claimed only 3 times.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. I can't, folks, tell you how I was so amazed by it when, you know, Dan asked me these questions about my back being tight. And just like I said, like he was asking me the questions and my back was becoming really relaxed. It was to a point I almost felt like I had had a nice relaxing massage. Just amazing. What I want to do now, Dan, is take a commercial break. And then when we come back, we had mentioned that for everyone to experience how this works, our producer, Chris, with what he's going through with his voice, you're going to work with him to show him how to release this. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Chris. I guess I should have said, is that okay with you? We always like to have you be our example on each show, don't we, here?
The guinea pig.
Yeah. Well, folks, let's take that quick break now. And I do want to encourage you to call in and experience the session. The number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. And again, you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. And I want to tell you, Dan's website again is paintap.com. So stay with us, stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters. Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Dan Benor, and he's here today to help you release your pain. It can be physical, it can be emotional, it can be stress, it can be that you're not sleeping, or it can be like what our producer Christopher is going through. He has, how do I word it now, Christopher? Low in voice, lacking voice? I had a good term I said for it. Are you there, Christopher?
I am here.
What did I say that you had? Lacking in voice? Low in voice?
Lacking of voice is what you
lacking
said.
Lacking of voice. That's,
yes.
I liked how I termed that. And so, folks, what we're going to do now is Dan is actually going to work with Christopher and his lacking of voice, and you're going to be able to experience see how this works firsthand. So why don't I just pass it over to you two guys, and then Dan, work your magic, my friend.
Okay, Chris, how long have you had this voice issue?
About 24 hours, just about a day.
Can you describe when it started?
I would say probably as I was going to bed last night, I felt it coming on just before I went to bed.
And do you have any other symptoms that would indicate a virus going on?
A little achy. I felt like I had a temperature yesterday. I don't feel like I have a temperature so much today, but I feel like I have, cold symptoms. But I also don't feel like myself. I don't have the usual get up and go that I have. I kind of feel run down.
Okay. And did anything happen yesterday that would have influenced you to feel that way other than having a virus?
Well, I would definitely say I don't get enough sleep. There's no question about that. Sue can tell you all about that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably number one. Number two is stress. And number three, I could definitely improve my diet.
Okay. And was there anything specific that happened yesterday as this was coming on? Or in the 24 hours prior?
Nothing specific out of the ordinary. I mean, I do have two children at home, and one of them brought something home from school 2 weeks ago on the physical side of things. I know you'd asked about that at the beginning. Were there any symptoms along those lines? And then my son, who's 2 years old, got it, and then I just recently got it. But it was like a little lapse of time in between them bringing home the germs this time and me picking it up, which leads me to believe that some, you know, some stress and things like that might have brought it on.
Right. So, what I usually do, Chris, is to take a complete life history, so I would have been aware of many of the things that you're sharing. But I trust that you're sharing what's relevant at the moment. And what I'd ask you now is to listen to your body, tune in to what's going on within your body, and ask it, what does your body want you to know about your life as it's, so to speak, getting your attention through this change in your voice?
Could you repeat that again?
So what might your body be asking you to pay attention to as it is creating this change in your voice at this time?
Well, I think it's telling me to pay attention to, well, we were just mentioning it during the break, as trying to be grounded and trying to have a balanced lifestyle, which is kind of difficult for me, not only because of what I do, but because my head is always racing all the time. But I think that's what it's trying to tell me. It's also trying to tell me to, you know, try to get a better night's sleep. In other words, going to bed on time. I mean, at a certain time, and you know, because I'm up early every morning. I get up at 5 to come in and do the 6 o'clock news in the morning here at the radio station, and also to eat and drink healthier.
Okay. So, Chris, here's the toughest part of the questioning. What are you going to promise your body? Well, before we go there, how annoying is this loss of voice that you have right now, this thickness of voice? If 10 is the most annoying it could be, and 0 is it's not annoying at all?
I would say 10.
Okay. So the next question is, what are you going to promise faithfully that you're going to do in response to what your voice is telling you, or what your body is telling you through your voice?
Well, there's a whole variety of things, but try to learn. Go ahead.
No trying.
No trying. It's either do or do not. I know that's what Yoda said in Star Wars. I would say definitely get better sleep, better diet, and less stress if that's possible.
Okay. How strong is the annoyance right now?
10.
Okay. Better sleep and diet and less stress. What specifically are you going to do? What are some steps you're actually promising to take in those directions?
The steps I'm promising to take would be, See, it's easy to say that I promise, but to actually do, I don't know how many times I've talked to Sue, and Sue's told me what to do, and I say, yeah, Sue, I'll do it, and then I don't do it. I do some of them, but not all of them.
I'm asking for faithful promises. I'm advocating for your voice and for your body.
Well, my faithful promise will be to get better sleep, because I know that's one I could keep.
So what are you going to do tonight?
Go to bed earlier.
What time?
9:30.
Okay, your usual time would be?
10:30, 11, 11:30. So 11 would be average.
Okay. How strong is your annoyance right now?
10.
Okay. Is this a promise that your body believes you're going to keep?
My body doubts that promise.
Okay. So how could you say it in a more convincing way?
I will go to bed tonight at 9:30?
How strong is the annoyance?
The annoyance is 10.
If the annoyance isn't coming down, I would take it to be an indication that your body is, and your inner self are a little bit skeptical that you're going to keep this promise.
That's true. Even though I'm saying it very convincingly, you're right.
Okay. So here we're in a dilemma, because if you're not going to change, your body may be reluctant to change.
Well, that's a good point. I think you're right about...
So are you going to be comfortable just putting up with your body being what it is at the moment and not change your habits, or do you want to change your habits?
I want to change my habits.
Okay. So let's look at the going to sleep, okay?
Yes.
What would keep you from going to sleep tonight at an earlier hour?
A good television show on Lifetime.
Right, and what would help you to resist that?
To not even turn the TV on.
And what would help you resist turning the TV on?
To clear my head, because a lot of times a TV is the outlet for my racing mind, and that's one way to try to calm my mind down.
Good, Chris. So what's your mind racing about right now?
I can't specifically say one thing. Everything. Life.
Okay, pick one thing.
That's so difficult.
Mentioned during the break off the air that there was something that had annoyed you, and you don't have to share it on air, but you could share.
Oh, it's a part of business.
Okay. How strongly does that annoyance weigh upon you at this very moment?
I would say between an 8 and a 9.
Okay. So I want you to take turns tapping on the right and left side of your body. You can easily do this with your feet.
Okay.
Tapping on the floor, right and left, back and forth.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. And so, please repeat after me and fill in the blanks. Even though I feel, and name the emotions you're feeling.
Even though I feel frustrated, stressed out, and uneasy.
You sounded annoyed also.
Even though I feel frustrated, stressed out, annoyed, and uneasy.
I would even say angry.
Even though I feel frustrated, annoyed, angry, stressed out, and uneasy.
Okay. When I think about what happened to me.
When I think about what happened to me.
That I just shared with you off the air.
That I just shared with you off the air.
I still love and accept myself.
I still love and accept myself.
Wholly and completely.
Wholly and completely.
Take a nice deep breath. And stop spinning. And ask yourself, how strong is the annoyance?
A 6.
So it went from an 8 or a 9 down to a 6.
Yes.
And all it took was about a minute and a half, 2 minutes of doing this.
For me, that's amazing. That's a big improvement.
And you could continue and bring it all the way down to 0, which would then be an example of how you could use this to release anything at all that's weighing on your mind when you're heading towards that TV on button.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
I was finding, Dan, as you were working with Christopher, I started tapping my feet when you said tap feet, and I was feeling what was happening within Christopher, and my body just relaxed. Like, I just would, like, let go. It was amazing. So, thank you for that, being the example for us there, Christopher.
I thank you. I thank you. That was a great help.
Yeah, that was great. So, let's take
half of it, Chris.
Yeah.
The second half is you want to install a positive to replace the negative after it's down to zero. So you might say, I've had good lessons from this annoyance about how to handle annoyances or something of that sort. And then build that positive up to a 10 or better. If you put in a positive to replace the negative is much less likely to come back.
That's good. Can we get you guys to hold that thought, because we have to take a quick break, and then we come back. Dan, how about we get you to work with Christopher a bit more? Sound good?
Sure.
Okay, folks, check out Dan's website, paintap.com, and we'll be back right after this short break. Stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my special guest today is Dan Benor. Now, before the break, Dan was working with our producer, Christopher DePaula, and helping him to work on his issues with his lacking of voice. Christopher's got some germs he's picked up and low on voice, and Dan's been working with him. So we went to the break, Dan, and then you said that Christopher had some things he had to do, some next steps. Do you want to take it from there and then talk a little bit more with Christopher?
I think in view of the limited time we have on air, Chris, I can offer to continue a little bit with you after the show. But for right now, I'd like the listeners to just take away the fact that any problem that the body brings up can be not only the problem itself that needs attention, but tensions behind the problem. And the problem is being used by the body as a way of getting our attention to deal with whatever we need to change in our lives. Mm-hmm. So a backache might be a problem of carrying too much of a burden in life. Mm-hmm. And that could be an emotional burden or a relational burden, as well as a physical burden.
Mm-hmm.
A headache might be a metaphor for something that's a headache in my life. We say, oh, what a headache this is.
Mm-hmm.
So as we listen to these things, our body no longer has to yell at us to get our attention. Mm-hmm. So many times the number will go down pretty quickly.
Good point. So, Christopher, that do you have any more questions to ask Dan before we go on to something else?
Well, I will tell Dan that you were absolutely right in some advice he tried to give me during the break. He was very helpful before the break, and I was about to make a phone call. This is all off-the-air stuff regarding one of the issues that I was dealing with. And just as I'm dialing the number, Dan says, Chris, can you hold off on doing that till after the show? But you know what I did? I did it anyway. And Dan, you helped bring it down to a 6. And then I brought it up past to where it was before. And now I'm up to about a 10 because I made the call and you told me not to.
And you know what I say to that, Christopher? And how's that working for you, sweetheart?
Well, I should have listened as I was dialing. I should have just stopped dialing.
Well, you can work with Dan after the show, but that, you know, I appreciate you working with Dan over that because it shows the listeners just, you know, how this process works because, gosh, Dan, when you worked with me, how long did it take? It was like 3 questions maybe?
You were ready to promise.
Yeah. I promise, Chris, we'll work on that issue. No, I love you, my friend. Let me ask you, Dan, is this what you've just done? Is this technique safe for people to do on their own?
When people have severe anxiety, oftentimes they're worried about getting into the anxiety.
Okay.
And so if at any time a person starts to become anxious about what's happening, they should just stop what they're doing and work on the anxiety about what's happening.
Okay.
By doing that, it's really safe to use we.
Okay. Now, you have research to show that we is effective. Where can people read about all, you've got articles out there and different information. Where can people find that?
On my website.
Okay.
Which is www.paintap.com.
Okay.
I have my books available. There's a wealth of articles describing many different kinds of problems and how we have helped. There are appreciations from people who've had migraines and backaches and stress problems and depression and grief.
Uh-huh.
There are free ebooks on grief and bereavement.
Okay.
And on affirmations.
Okay.
Anyone who has questions can email me.
Okay.
I'll happily respond.
Okay. And where do you want them to email you? What's the address for that?
It'd be my initials, db@paintap.com.
Okay, perfect. Now, are there any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners?
I think that anyone who wants to feel better has tools with we to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
When people come to my workshops, I tell them they'll look 5 years younger by the end of the workshop. Mm-hmm. I've had several people ask, could I come twice?
Now, where do you do the workshops, Dan?
My next one's going to be in my hometown of Guelph, Ontario, an hour west of Toronto.
Okay.
In September, I have one scheduled in British Columbia.
Okay.
And I'm open to other invitations.
Is this information on your website?
Yes. There's a workshop page there.
Okay, perfect. Well, Dan, it has certainly been my pleasure having you on the show. And I cannot thank you enough for that day when we spoke. And you guided me with what to say to Molly to help her to let go. And I didn't tell you, when I asked those questions to Molly, like you had mentioned to me, do you know that she came in from outside and she showed me for the first time how much pain her body held. And I couldn't even touch her ears. And we both knew right away that it was time. And I thank you for helping me to help her with that. I truly, truly appreciate what you did there. So
it is a pleasure and an honor to work with you. And thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thank you. And folks, I'm sharing that with you also because, you know, our pets do hang on for us a lot of times. So, you know, we don't want to let go, or they're hanging on to teach us something. Dan can work with you over issues with grief or helping your pet let go. I really encourage you to go to Dan's website, paintap.com. Ask him more questions. He's there to help you. Dan, my friend, it has been a pleasure. Folks, again, that website is paintap.com. Check out my website, AskSueLondon.com. I want to thank my guest today, Dan Benar, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific time. Now, next week, we've got another treat for you. My guest is going to be Myrna Lou Goldbaum. And our topic is finding your soulmate. Now, here's a special offer for you guys. What you can do, she's a palm reader, and she's going to be helping you to connect or find your soulmate or tell you if you have one this lifetime. So here's the deal. If you want to scan the palms of your hand, go to your printer and take a copy of your hands, email them to me in an attachment and include your name, then I will pass them on to Myrna Lou and she'll talk about them on the show. So the website is, my email address is sue@asksuelondon.com. Great opportunity, guys. Scan your hands, email them to me, sue@asksuelondon.com. Now, on behalf of my guest, Dan Benar, and my producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. So have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.